Hi, and welcome back. I'm Simi Lerner, and this is the Julia Zone From Within podcast, the podcast where we go through the works and the ideas of Rav Hirsch. So for today, we're going to be discussing something slightly unique. We're talking about Yibum and Chalitza, levirate marriage. Now, this isn't something that you're probably that familiar with. In general, it's not something we practice or engage with today, but I'm going to give a brief outline of what this mitzvah is, or what these two mitzvahs are, why they relate to love in the terms of the category that Rav Hirsch is discussing now, mitzvahs that relate to that responsibility or that duty to express love in the world, and then we'll talk about their underlying principles and their symbols and the way they at least teach us meaning today. So what is levirate marriage? You have a situation where an individual is married, he has a sibling, a brother, and he dies without having any offspring. He has no children. And that really is the key. He has no one to continue his line. That's the key that we're dealing with when it comes to levirate marriage, because then the brother has a responsibility to marry his widow and sort of, so to speak, continue the line, to continue his brother's legacy. If he doesn't want to do it, or he's not allowed to do it, he does something called chalitza. What is chalitza? He calls the widow. The widow comes in front of the elders of the city, in front of the Bezdin. She removes his shoe. She says that you have refused to take your brother's line, you've refused to continue your brother's line, and she removes his shoe, she spits on the floor, and sort of reproaches him. Or at least that's the classic way it's understood. You have refused to take this torch from your brother and carry it on into the next generation. That's how it's classically understood. The idea of Yibum and Chalitza, levirate marriage, and the refusal of levirate marriage. That's the basic structure. Now let's break it down, because Rav Hirsch has a really interesting, and you could say radical, rereading of this mitzvah. Because it's often understood that, yes, the continuation of your brother's line by a brother who survives the sibling who died without any children. But chalitza has always looked at as like this embarrassment, like you've refused to do what you were supposed to do for your brother, and it's like a reproach on the person. Now Rav Hirsch questions this on a number of fronts. What does he question exactly? That chalitza specifically is a disregard or an insult or an embarrassment to the brother. Because just to weigh in once again, the brother is not doing yibum. Yibum means levirate marriage. He is not marrying his widow, the widow of his brother. He's not doing that. He's not carrying the torch. So he does chalitza. Chalitza, the severance of this connection, is looked at as a bit of a shame on him. Rav Hirsch questions that. He questions it on two fronts. First of all, the fact that they're both a mitzvah. They are both categorized as a mitzvah. You either do yibum or you do chalitza. It's not like chalitza is like a bad thing that you might have to do. No, it is a mitzvah. It is a positive commandment to do chalitza. The reason why this is important is that it should start framing how we approach it. But more than that, Rav Hirsch says there are a myriad of different reasons why the brother is not allowed to do yibum. Meaning, it isn't the given that everybody does yibum. There are times where he is forbidden to do yibum, in which case it would be bizarre that the Torah would mandate someone should be humiliated and ashamed for not doing what he's not allowed to do. So this commandment of chalitza, as I said, it's not often spoken about, but if we take a step back once again, we have two expressions of love. Now, bear with me. The first expression of love comes quite naturally. The idea that you are there for your brother, you are carrying on his torch, you are expressing love to the deceased. That is like a very expansive use of the term love for your deceased brother. But more than that, it is an expression of love to the brother who is alive, because as Rav Hirsch points out, on their deathbed, the way they experience their last moments is with the knowledge that their brother will be holding their torch, will be carrying on their story. And that gives solace and comfort. And there's so much in psychology that is discussed that how we die relates to how we live. How we know we will be taken care of once we are old, once we are deceased, affects our lived experience. So this is the first expression of love that the brother does, or the concept of yibum offers. But chalitza as well. Chalitza as well too is an act of love, because it is an act of recognition. And this is where Rav Hirsch diverts from, I suppose, the classical understanding, that the act of chalitza is a disregard for the brother, who's not doing yibum on the widow. For Rav Hirsch, that's not the case, especially as he draws it out from the Pesukim themselves. But we have a context where the elders are telling him he's not supposed to. He is not supposed to do chalitza, yibum. He's supposed to do chalitza. The mitzvah for him now is chalitza. Not he's not, he's a coward or he's selfish. No, the mitzvah for him now is chalitza. There are maybe a circumstance where the brother would not do for selfish reasons, but Rav Hirsch says that's not the classic case. The classic case is when it is a mitzvah, a commandment for him to do chalitza. So how does Rav Hirsch see this? He sees this as a message to the brother. Yes, you want to be there for your brother. You want to continue this story, but this isn't a story for you to continue. And that is what the proclamation is. It's a proclamation that anybody in such a situation would obviously want to continue their brother's line, but I am unable to. Anybody who would do so out of selfishness would be considered a shoeless one, one without foundation, one without standing in this world. But that is not me, because I am coming from the elders of the city, the elders of the Jewish people, and I'm making this proclamation to let you know that this isn't the reason why I'm refusing to continue my brother's torch. It's a rereading, a different approach to what chalitza is. Hence, they're both mitzvahs. Hence, they both fall under the category of love for the deceased brother. For Rav Hirsch, this is a public clarification, a clarification of where he would want to go but cannot. And that's the idea of chalitza in this stage, in this situation. And Rav Hirsch develops it from many different angles. The idea that it is an active, the role of the brother, the living brother, is to call the widow. He enacts this situation. He calls her. He offers her his shoe. He is the one who is, out of his own free will, enacting this mitzvah. So Rav Hirsch sees them both as a mitzvah that is not there to humiliate the brother, but it is there for clarification to the way things should go but cannot go. Rav Hirsch goes through the different lists of reasons why a brother is not supposed to do chalitza, is not supposed to do yibum, is supposed to do chalitza, either because there are different relationships involved, because of the character of both the individuals, and a whole bunch of other reasons. And thereby, to recap, for the Torah to then tell him, you're in a position where the right thing to do is to be humiliated, doesn't make sense. Chalitza cannot be an inherently negative act. It is a positive declaration. There are times where it will be done because of a person's selfishness, but that's not the role of the mitzvah. The role of the mitzvah is a positive clarification that I am doing this because the elders have sent me, and I want you to know that I would continue my brother's torch, I would continue this story, but it's not a story for me to continue. And what a relevant message that is, that we, at times, we want to express love, we want to be there for people, but maybe it's not the right time. Maybe it's not our story to continue, and the ability to make the move, the positive move of yibum, or in the colloquial, experiential, cultural way, the move to be there for someone is an act of love. At times, to step back and not be there, not to impose oneself, too, is an act of love as well. Hence, Rav Hirsch categorizes this under the category of mitzvah, and of the six categories of commandments, each one relating to a different aspect of our mission, our relationship with God, yibum and chalitza are both acts of love. And as always, thank you for your time and have a great week.